previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
I know Tony doesn't do interviews. He talks about it all the time on the show about how, no, I don't do interviews.
Right.
I don't give away my time like that, yada, yada. And he said, oh, I'm sure I can get him to give you a call. And he said, just if you see a number pop up, answer it.
Right.
Yep. And sure enough, that evening, all of a sudden, you know, I'm sitting upstairs getting ready for bed and watching TV, and the phone rings, and I'm like, dear, I've got to take this.
Roxy, could you imagine how I would be if Tony freaking Kornheiser ever called me? Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast.
I mean, can you imagine how I would be if Tony Kornheiser called you? I mean, at this point, I think we both would be pretty excited.
Okay. You forgot to say your intro, Roxy, after that.
Oh, I thought we already did that.
You didn't do your part.
On the WTFC podcast
Thank you.
Network.
It's
there
very
it is.
Important. It's very important to the podcast.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
This made-up podcast network that we have.
Listen, I've been reading and trying to pronounce a lot of strange words that all sound the same, so my brain is a little fried.
Totally understand. You want to throw one at us? Because you were throwing them at me, and I'm like, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, geez. I'm not prepared for that. Let's see.
Well, you should be, because you're studying them, and you have to take a test on it.
Well, that's the thing. They go in one ear and out the other. Hold on. Here's one. Okay. Glycogenolysis.
Glycogenolysis.
There's a glyco and then there's a gluco.
Are we sure we're saying that right?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, there's a couple more. Can I rattle them off real quick?
I mean, I was going to go one per episode, but go ahead. Rattle them off.
Gluconeogenesis. Then glycogenesis. And then glycogenin.
I'm just glad you're the one having to say them and not me.
And don't ask me what the definitions are because I've already forgotten.
More important. Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you have to learn that stuff, not me, because there's no. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, we'll see.
Littles, welcome back. It's a Tuesday. We have a show. That's great. It's sort of getting back to normal, but not really, because I'm not sure we're going to be having another show this week because Roxy, what's the countdown?
Ooh, T-minus 3 days.
3 days. 3 days. 4 days to, are they still calling it Chuck Fest, I guess?
I think so.
Something like that. So that's kind of cool. Honestly, Littles, I'm up to my neck in tech. We've had a couple successful days of full days, like nonstop, 10 to 12, 10 to 10, whatever it is.
Yeah, 10 out of 12.
Yeah, not nonstop, mm-hmm. Just teching, yep. Xanadu. I've mirror balls as far as the eye can see, that kind of stuff.
roller skates,
yeah. But it's going well. It's been long days. It's a lot. So by the end of this week, we will have opened, and I just don't know what the weekend's going to be. You're going to be here. We've got other things planned, so we're not sure we'll get one out this weekend, but we'll come back at you next week for sure.
Yes.
Hopefully, we'll record while you're here, Roxy. That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So we're not so many miles away. So let's get in the podcast. We have to start with this. We always love this when someone who just came on the podcast writes in. It says, Roxy and Chuck, just wanted to drop a note expressing my thanks for having me on the pod. It was a lot of fun. I did want to comment on the song that was played preceding our talk, Jim Gavin's Something to Hope For. Reminds me a lot of the, quote, One Shining Moment song that they play with the highlight reel at the end of every March Madness tournament. In a good way, of course. Take a listen to both and see if you agree. Cheers, John Brandt, episode 291. Now, I didn't really put that together, but I haven't heard One Shining Moment in a long time. But I do love the song. It was a great song. All the songs these people send in, it's just great, great stuff.
Yeah.
Then we have, speaking of John Brandt, we have a message for John Brandt. It says, Dear John Brandt, I very much enjoyed your interview on the Loyal Littles podcast. May I share a quick Michael Sands story? I reached out to Michael in an effort to share the La Cheeserie song that KJ was kind enough to work on with me. I shared a link to littlesongs.net. I sent an MP3 file, but despite my best efforts, Michael couldn't seem to connect to hear the jingle. So, John, I hope that you heard it as part of your interview, and may I ask a favor? Could you pass it along to Michael Sands? I hope you liked it. Chuck and Roxy, thank you for all you do for the Littles community. KJ, thanks again for that beautiful recording. Tony Beeson, episode 9, Cincinnati, Ohio. Yeah. Now, I've been trying to do the best I can with the, you know, we're starting to replay jingles, and most of them are old. I swear I'm randomly picking, not, well, I shouldn't say randomly. I'm trying to tie it into the episode. I hope people have noticed that. So, like, I'm probably doing all this work for nothing. But, no, seriously. So, like, we had John on, so I'm like, well, I have to find a La Cheeserie jingle. The other one was the guy talked about the silver Subaru that Tony, all those stories Tony told about the Subaru parked at, you know, so I went, found one of those. You know, those. I'm trying to tie it into the podcast. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if people are noticing or not.
Well, and I heard you say KJ, she's episode 21.
Oh, right. Yeah. But yeah, she did this great rendition. It's, you know, from The Rose. Yeah, it's great. If you haven't listened to the last episode, listen to it for that. Just listen to it for the jingle. I'm now trying to insert jingles here and there into each episode. And a lot of these I'm finding when I'm going to get the show notes that a lot of them have been unaired. They were never aired on the Tony Kornheiser show. Now that one, I could have sworn they aired, there's a shortened version and then there's the full version. So we wanted to show respect. We aired the full version. It's like over 3 minutes long, but it's fantastic. And I can only imagine, like I said, I've tried to do some of these jingles and I can only imagine the time that goes into it.
It's tough.
So, yeah. Yeah. So we appreciate those. All right. Let's see. What do we got next? We got TV stuff, Roxy. Now, TV is kind of coming back. It's not in full, it's not in full form yet, but The Bachelor just premiered, right? Is it Bachelor or Bachelorette?
It's Bachelor.
Okay. So what does that mean?
It's so all. So that means it's one guy.
One
and
guy.
I think a bunch of women vying for his heart.
Oh, that's okay. That's weird because they just did the Golden. Well, they just did the Golden Bachelor. So you think they'd flip it and mix it up and stuff like
but
that.
Right, but right before the Golden Bachelor was the Bachelorette. So now it is technically, this is the slot that is always the Bachelor.
Oh, I see. It's the same every year. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's interesting. Well, we heard from Chuck Walsh, episode 290. He says, Chuck, you got me hooked on The Floor. I am a trivia geek and The Floor is a trivia geek's nirvana. Also, you were talking about Henry Winkler on the podcast. If you haven't watched it, you have to watch Better Late Than Never. Henry Winkler, George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw, and William Shatner, they travel around the world, and it is hilarious. Definitely worth your time.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I have, too. I've only seen, like, part of one episode, though. I haven't seen the whole thing. And it then says, P.S., I love that my Roxy has started the Proxy Roxy movement.
LOL. Aww.
So, yeah. Then we hear from Greg Sheremeta. He said, yes, Sir Chuckles, double ovens still exist. Our house was built in 2021, and they have one. He sent me a picture. Let's see. What else? So the TV stuff, Roxy, we finished Found.
We did.
Now, you were going much crazier than I was. But
riveted.
It was good. I mean, I didn't mean that to make it sound like I didn't like it. To me, it was a little predictable, the ending that they had.
I didn't think so.
Now, the only
maybe
thing,
that's just me.
All I can think of is that maybe they didn't know they were going to be renewed at the time and stuff like that. So it's kind of a little bit of a cliffhanger, but not much. But I don't want to say anything about it because it'd be spoiling, you know.
And Roxy loved it.
Yeah. Pretty good. I mean, it's I don't know.
That's the best you're going to get.
Can you see the review? Chuck says, pretty good. Roxy says, riveting. all right. What else do we have?
I did see, I think FBI Most Wanted is coming on after the Super Bowl this year.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Those are going to be good. I'm looking very forward to that. We had some football this past weekend, Roxy.
We did.
How'd that go for you? Poor Sid is still weeping, I think.
I know.
Her Bills didn't
make
it. Tiny Chuck sent me a little private note saying, yeah, I know all you third wheels were rooting against my boys, but eat it. So, yes, the Chefs. Go past Buffalo. We don't do sports
Taylor
here.
Taylor Swift wins.
Yeah, Taylor Swift wins. that's kind of cool. My grandma was up from that area. It's been a long, long time for them. And then you got Baltimore and San Francisco. So out of the four, who do you got left, Roxy? What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be the Chiefs going again. And then maybe, I don't know.
I think the more just common fans just rooting for Detroit. You always root for the underdogs.
Yeah, let's go
like.
With the Lions.
Got to root for the underdogs. But I hope by saying this, they win it all. But I just don't see that they have really a chance because San Francisco's.
It's hard.
I mean, they're a good team, but San Francisco's a great team. Baltimore or Kansas City is a great team. So
yeah.
I don't know. We'll just see. That's why we don't do sports here. what else do we have to get into? Oh, I wanted to get into this, and it's an old topic from my birthday episode. But Mike Wolf sent this in. And it was he found this article, someone posted it, same scenario. So I won't go too deep into it, but the topic was, should you be charged for the birthday cake? Okay. And it goes into this story about this guy, how they, I'm just going to give you the notes. They ordered 7 entrees, so it was a big party. This is much bigger than our situation because it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
Okay. But 7 entrees, 2 appetizers, 2 bottles of wine. The bill was going to be hefty, it says. So fast forward, without any ordering, any dessert, they brought us 4 slices of delicious cake that we thought were complimentary. Since we didn't order them, fast forward to the bill coming, and they charged $15 a slice, so it was an extra $60 added to the bill. Okay? Blah, blah, blah. It went on and on. Maybe it's a, maybe they forgot to comp the cakes. Maybe it's a dirty trick to spike the bill, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so where this was posted, I actually did some clicking around, and, you know, there's hundreds of comments on it. Okay. Some came from waiters. Some came from just other people. And so I thought this was kind of a fun, interesting deep dive even more into it.
Okay.
Because I did. It was good to hear from some waiters. Now, in this waiter's, I don't think this was a mistake. I don't think mine was a mistake. I really don't. I'm sorry. But they did say that a lot of the computerized systems, because everything's computerized now, don't get me started on that. Okay. But anyway, seriously, I tried to pay cash the other day. They're like, he looked at me like I had 8 heads. Like, what am I going to do
with
that?
That's annoying.
I know I feel like Tony, but it's true. It's like crazy. And then I wanted to tip the kid, and he's, it's a long story. Anyway. But no, seriously. So they say that for inventory purposes, they have to ring it up in the computer and then comp it. And they do think that maybe sometimes they just forget to then take it off the bill after they ring it up. Okay. But it's still, it's way too of an awkward situation, especially at a dining establishment like that.
Yeah.
If this was like Denny's or Perkins or something like that,
complain
you better believe
away.
I'm complaining away. But you know, when you're in this high class, fancy schmancy type restaurant, I don't know.
You don't
want to
cause a scene.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So anyway, the person that the story's about said they just paid it. They didn't say anything. And so, of course, people are like, are you crazy? You didn't order it. Why are you paying it? Blah, blah, blah. Now, the other thing, I thought this was clever, too. The one waiter that chimed in said that what they will do is they comp, especially if it's a group like that, they bring out one piece of cake with a candle in it. And that's, of course, comped. But they said, you better believe we immediately go into the whole spiel on the at the rest of the table. Like, what can we get you, sir? What can we get you? Are you going to have cake with your friend? You know, they sell it up. Desserts all around, you know, kind of thing. And then, of course, those get charged because you ordered them.
Yes.
Yeah. And then,
the
you know,
one slice does not.
Yeah. Right. Oh, of course. Right. But and then most people were saying you're crazy for not complaining, you know, and. But like I said, it was because for us, especially, it was the type of restaurant. And for us, it was one dessert. For the both of us, because we were going to share anyway if we did. And, you know, so it was like an extra, I think, what was it, $16, $20? I forget what it was.
I think it was like $18.
Yeah, something like that. So not
but
the
it was
end of the
still
world.
Not right.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Well, it's always fun to bring up old topics, you know. Thank you, Mike Wolf, for that episode TBD. So
I'm mad again.
You're mad again. What else? Oh, we wanted to get into, we're going to tease this. Roxy, there is a scenario where you, your father, myself, your brother, might, would, root for the Yankees.
No.
We're going to tease that. Don't go anywhere.
No.
We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is Dave Spector from Bells Up Winery. While our hosts take a quick break, wouldn't this be a good time to pour yourself a nice glass of Pinot Noir? I mean, Chuck and Roxy are probably enjoying one themselves right now, so why shouldn't you? Okay, now back to the Loyal Littles podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Being played in this episode by the one and only Hot Pink Hangover, and this song is called Kennedy and Monroe. Now, when we had David Vandermolen on episode 280, one of the founding members of Hot Pink Hangover, He sent us in a bunch of stuff, so we thought it was time to bring it back around. We hope you enjoy it. You know where to find all their stuff. We know they're not together anymore, sadly, but just head on over to wherever you get all your music, Spotify, iTunes, any of those places, and just search Hot Pink Hangover. And as always, we will play the full song, Kennedy and Monroe, at the end of the podcast. All right, all you loyal littles, it's now time to
meet the littles.
And Roxy. Someone keeping warm for now.
Yes.
We're very jealous. While we're recording this, we're very jealous. But he's about to feel our pain in a couple days. So let's welcome him to the podcast. Please welcome Mark Hughes. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hello, everybody. And I'm feeling warm at the moment. I'm in Southwest Florida.
So what is the temperature down there?
Right now, it's about 65 degrees, and it's t-shirt weather, so it's perfect.
Yes.
Now, we're just going to dive. We'll come back. We're going to have you go back. But do you golf at all? I didn't even think to ask you that off air.
If you saw me swing a golf club, you would say, no, I don't. But I do once in a while. I am not golfing this week down here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, let's take it way back. You know what we like to do? We like to meet you. So tell us a little something about yourself, where you grew up, and anything you think the Loyal Littles might want to hear.
Sure. I grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland, which is a suburb just outside of Washington, D.C., and been a lifelong fanatical Washington sports fan, which is how I first encountered Tony Kornheiser, reading him in the Washington Post, and following his whole journey to radio, PTI, the podcast. My favorite is right now his podcast, because I can pull it up anytime. Listened in when he was on the radio. You know, you had to be in your car or somewhere. So I feel like we're getting the best of TK at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
I mean, I was that guy that had to download it to my iPod all the time because I resisted the iPhone for the longest time. I really did. But then
yes,
obviously
you did.
We just couldn't do it anymore. So you're originally from up there in Maryland. Did you go to school or anything like that?
I went to grade school, high school in the Washington, D.C. area. High school actually in the city. And then I went to a small school nobody's ever heard of for college, St. Francis, Pennsylvania, what we call the Harvard of the Alleghenies. Harvard may not feel the same, but great small school that it worked for me and still keeping close contact with people from there. So it was a good experience.
And where was that again?
Oh, good.
It's in Loretto, Pennsylvania. And this may not help you at all, but it's between Altoona and Johnstown,
okay,
Pennsylvania, about 2 hours east of Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and why did I go there? I went there because they took me.
So. Well, that was my next question.
That's a good reason.
What was your major? Did you have a major? Like, what did you go there for?
I was an accounting major because my father was a CPA, and then he became an entrepreneur. And he said, even when the economy stinks, they need someone to count the money they're losing. So you can always get a job at accounting. So that's where I started in life.
Gotcha. Roxy's father's an accountant.
It seems to run in my family, but nobody stays there. You start there, then you move on to what you really want to do.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Gotcha. Yeah, it does not run in my family, just my dad.
All right, so after college, take us, where'd you go and what'd you start doing?
Sure. I worked for 2 years for one of the big four public accounting firms. And in those days, you kind of have your first job, you have to stay 2 years. And if you wanted to leave, you left 1 minute after 2 years. And that's exactly what I did. And then I got into the investment world. And since 1981, so 43 years now, the SEC calls me an investment advisor. So that's what I am for a small local firm in the D.C. area. And someone once said, find a job you love and you'll never work another day in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's been for me. So I'm blessed.
Oh, good.
Lucky. And one of the people I started off with in accounting, he and I have been partners for the last 33 years in the investment world. So it's been a great run. And so thankful to my clients and my business partners.
Oh, great.
Roxy, how's that sound?
It's so great to find something that you really, truly enjoy in life and you can make a living from it. That's always a plus. But yeah, I mean, not many people can say they are doing what they love.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I'm 66 years old and, you know, a lot of my friends are starting to retire and stuff. And so I get asked about, when are you retiring? Mm-hmm. And I say, why would I leave something I love doing?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a year by year thing, but I'm thinking 5 or 10 more years. Why not? If I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Why not? Exactly. Yep. And
fair warning.
That's great.
I have a feeling Ritz is going to reach out because you kind of do the same stuff. So, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He's always on us about
that's great.
Getting a will made up and all this other stuff, you know, that, you know, the investing stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
For good reason. I mean, yeah. So, okay. But now you did fill out the form a little bit. So let's talk about that. I don't even know how to bring it up into the conversation. So I'm going to let you do that. But it was very funny for me. But go ahead.
Well, this past summer, Tony Kornheiser was discussing a ticket he received in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Mm-hmm. And I happen to have spent all of my high school and college years working in Rehoboth Beach. And the last 3 of those years, I was a trash man in Rehoboth. And I related to him an experience where I was arrested on my trash truck for something that happened, where a ladder was inadvertently thrown in the trash truck and smashed up, and someone thought I'd done it on purpose. And they took me straight to court. And
really?
I had to go in front of it and everything. And so I told, when my email to Tony was, I'm glad you settled your ticket. They don't mess around down there. So my situation got sorted out immediately. It was a misunderstanding. But by the way, it's the best job I ever had in my life, was being a trash man.
Really?
I loved everything.
Wow.
And it was so fun. You know, you're the first person up in the city. It was a 7-day-a-week job. I know roughly where Tony Kornheiser's house is. I don't know exactly which one, but I'm sure, and he did not live there then, I've picked up his trash 200 or 300 times from his house he's living in.
So
I have a trash connection with the TK podcast, I suppose.
That's amazing.
Well, when you said you love it, I was going to ask you, is that because of all the rolls of quarters you got as tips, you know, at the holidays and stuff?
Well, it was fun because all day long, I love sports. And my job was to be moving all day, walking. We generally walk your route and lifting weights all day. And I was getting paid for it. Now, it smelled a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was kind of gross and everything. And sometimes it could be hot. But I looked at it, I was being paid 8 hours a day to stay in shape. Uh-huh. And I didn't think that was so bad. And I was at a beach, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
There's trash in the inner city, and then there's trash at a beach. It's not the same. I wasn't, rats weren't scurrying after me or anything.
Right.
Like that. Right.
It was more of a high-end trash job, I suppose. But it was fun. And the characters you meet on a trash truck. For example, the driver of my truck couldn't read or write. And when he got his paycheck, he signed it with an X. Well, that was different from the world I grew up in.
Wow.
Where I've never heard of anybody that couldn't read or write
in,
you know, today's age. There were still some people like that. And he was a wonderful person. And he knew a lot more about the real world than I did.
You know, it's funny. I always, you know, I got to be honest. And it's not just because we're in 2024. I always, growing up, I always hated that term, you know, well, the world needs trash collectors too, you know, kind of thing. And that was always, you know, you hear it in movies all the time, stuff like that. Because I knew someone who their parent was a trash collector. And, you know, if you think about it, these jobs, I mean, if we didn't have trash collectors, what would this world be? You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Oh, it would be terrible.
And I always thought,
look what happens when a city, when a trash collector goes on strike.
Yeah.
You know, the city, you know, it's chaos in the city when bags are piling up on every street corner. But it was a lot of fun. And it was one of the few jobs at the beach, which were daytime jobs. And it was important to me. I was a beach volleyball player growing up and have played my whole life. I still play. And I needed to be off when the games were being played. So that job allowed me to play as much beach volleyball as humanly possible.
That's perfect.
Roxy, does this sound familiar, Roxy?
Yeah.
I'm Chuck, the same way, but with softball.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always made sure my gigs were, well, because we do theater, so that's at night. And the worst time for me was the weekends because I'm like, wait, I have a matinee. Like, I can't play softball today. You know, so I would literally play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday during the day.
Sometimes 5 games in a day.
Yeah. I mean, as much softball as I possibly could. And yeah, that's so funny. And then I got to be honest, the other thing, you know, we're talking about trash collectors. I know someone who was an education major who could read and write and spell their name and all that stuff, but they became a trash because it paid so well compared to what they were making as a teacher. They were like,
yeah,
no, I want a good job. And they're like, so I became a trash collector. No, because some of those, right? I don't know what you were getting paid, but you were young then, right?
I was young. I was in college. So those were all three of my college summers before I graduated from college.
Okay.
And it was actually a very sought after job down there because it was one of the few year round jobs.
Right.
So you know, a beach town, you know, shuts down for a good part of the winter time and people go on unemployment or whatever. But if you were a trash man, you were employed year round. So for the local people, it was actually, I was just part time, obviously, just summer when they needed some additional help.
Yeah.
And I always say I learned more on the trash truck than in 4 years of college. And my college education was, I thought, first rate, and it got me my first job. So there was nothing, that's not a knock on the college. It's just how much you learn on a trash truck.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It's also different life things you learn in life than you do in the confines of a school. So you're getting kind of two different types of education there. So that's awesome.
All right. Well, listen, we've got a lot more to get back to. I want to hear more about the beach volleyball. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Roxy.
Trash people tips this season. Trash people tips this season. Trash people tips the season to give. They've got dirty hands, bloodshot eyes. They bang around and the corn cries. They ride three or four deep down everybody's street. They take cash or check, rolls of quarters if you please. And I say, don't forget trash people. Can't forget trash people. Don't forget trash people this year.
Littles, episode 37, Sean Morrissey. Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast, and we're lucky enough to have Mark Hughes with us. Now, we've been hearing all about his summer jobs and what he does in real life, but he dropped a little thing that wasn't on the form and intrigued Chuck here, was the beach volleyball. Now, when did you start doing that?
Well, I come from a family where literally every person in my family relatives plays beach volleyball. I have two cousins that were on the professional tour. And that's just what you did in my family. And maybe because we were always at a beach.
Right.
My uncle was mayor of Rehoboth Beach for 8 years, which is where Tony Kornheiser suburbs. My grandparents had a house there. So if you're going to be on a beach all day, you might as well be doing something. So we all played volleyball. And some of us, more the other relatives than I, got pretty good at it. And, you know, two of them became professional players for a few years.
Wow.
And one of them went to the Final Four in the NCAA tournament. You know, so it was just in our blood. And it's a sport you can play your whole life. I'm 66 and I have three different groups I play with.
Wow.
In D.C., down at the beach. So, you know, you don't really think of it as a lifelong sport, but it is.
Yeah.
And I met my wife playing volleyball.
Oh, wow. So,
she was a very good player, and she was the best female basketball player I ever saw come out of Washington, D.C. She played for the University of North Carolina. You know, so we just have a strong sports connection. Right. And, you know, that's been a big part of how I read the sports page and fell into the whole TK world.
Right. Now, did you play mostly two-person or six-person?
I was two-person and still play some two-person doubles. Yeah. But at my age, it's too hard. Now I mostly play four-on-four.
Four-on-four. Okay. Now, it's funny because you probably haven't heard all our episodes, but my like side hustle, as we call it in our business, kind of like what you did, you know, at the beach, I've been reffing a lot. Okay. I umpire softball and I ref volleyball a lot. And I love volleyball. That's why it's intriguing me. And they have these clubs that do 6-on-6 in the sand. And I just think it's too crazy, but they do it because it's much easier. You know, it's funny. They have this thing where if someone's running late or, you know, like that, they have a minimum. You have to have four to start. And I got to be honest, I tell people like privately, I'm not really supposed to like give advice, you know, on how to win games. But I always say, I go, you know, a lot of times it's easier with just four or five, You know, there's less people to get, especially on the beach. It's hard. You know, Roxy came to watch one of my matches one day. And so we finished the matches and some of the people were going to stick around just to knock the ball around and play. And they asked us if we wanted to play. So I was like, sure. I hadn't played in years. And Roxy, had you ever played at that point in beach?
Not on a beach. Definitely not. But I mean, in gym class in elementary school, we had.
But I'm talking volleyball. About in the sand. How hard? I mean, that was so hard. It's
really hard.
It's such a different world.
I was afraid I was going to twist an ankle.
Yeah.
Or a knee or something.
Well, let's not talk about
that. It's a lot easier if you start playing on sand and then move indoors than the reverse.
Ah.
Because when you start, if you were a high school player playing in a gym, you're used to being able to jump, you know, the same way every time.
Right,
and there's
no
wind. If you start on the beach where every step you take is a little bit different and the ball is blowing around a little bit in the wind, it's a lot easier to start that way.
Sure.
And then you go into, oh my God, this is heaven.
Yeah, right.
Really
Yeah, the only thing with indoors, you're dealing with like light fixtures and things like that, stupid stuff like that. But other than that, yes, I agree 100%. Real quick, because we kind of touched upon it, but then not really. So I'm going to jump ahead. You kind of told us how you got in touch with Tony and how you started listening to him and all that stuff. Now, since you're from the area, did you ever get to chatter and stuff like that?
You know, it's funny. I did not, and that was kind of deliberate because my wife accuses me a little bit of being in some, when I get into something, I really get into it. And she says, you got to worry, look, make sure you're not a stalker of sorts. So when something is too close to me, I kind of back away a little bit. In fact, even one morning, just a couple of years ago, I was sitting on the boardwalk at like dawn, just looking at the ocean in Rehoboth, and Tony walks by. And, you know, he must have gone out to get some breakfast or something.
Yeah.
He comes walking by, and I just kept my mouth shut. I didn't really? Throw out a lecheesery or anything. I didn't know what to do. I froze. You know, that is actually the only time I have seen him in person. It was, you know, total accident that he came walking by.
What a missed opportunity, though, sir. I'm sorry.
I know.
I mean,
I just don't know how, you know, sometimes there's private time and there's public time with people that are public figures of sorts.
Yep.
And I kind of looked at that was private time for him.
You know what?
And,
good for you.
Yeah.
So I definitely would not have been able to do that, but good for you. I mean, that sounds like very similar to DG's story. I don't know if you've heard DG's episode.
Yeah, right.
That's
yeah.
how he bumped into Tony in the same kind of way, but it was down in Florida. And he was like, he looked up, he did a double take. He's like, oh my God, you're Tony Korn, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, they're pretty tight now. So you might have missed an opportunity there. But
it is funny because I feel like I've been just missing him my whole life. Like, he belongs to two country clubs, Rehoboth Beach Country Club and Columbia Country Club. Those are the two that I know of. Mm-hmm. My parents belong to both of those clubs.
Oh, wow.
But not at the same time as him.
Ah.
So we've been ships passing in the night for most of
them. Okay.
You know what, though? Mad props to you, you know, for acknowledging, though, that because, you know, we run into that all the time, you know, with names and in the show business and stuff like that. When you see like a name out in the wild, I guess is how we would say it. But, you know, good for you. That's really nice. I'm sure he.
That's really
although,
nice.
Knowing the stories I've heard now, he probably would have been completely fine. He loves to take pictures with people, stuff like that. No, good for you. That's really good. All right. Well, the last thing we didn't really touch, you kind of said you're from the D.C. area. You're a big sports fan. What's your favorite sport? And do you follow just the Washington teams?
Pretty much just the Washington Commanders, which, by the way, of course, no fan of that team calls them by that name. We still use the old name.
Yeah.
In private conversations.
Yeah.
But that has been my lifelong obsession. All the D.C. major sports teams. I have season tickets to Maryland basketball.
Oh, great.
So in the wintertime, that's what we do. My wife is a basketball player. She loves college basketball. So we live not far from the University of Maryland. And my other obsession, I have a neighbor whose son is on the PGA golf tour.
Oh, wow.
And
following him, and he's in the top 40 in the world now.
What?
And
all right, my finger's on the button, Roxy. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yep.
So it has been so much fun watching. We had a basketball court in our backyard, and this kid grew up in my backyard playing basketball. He was a total gym rat basketball-wise, and then he picked up golf at the same time. And to see him now on TV every week, he qualified for the Masters this year. and everything, that it is such a thrill. I'll tell you his name. His name's Denny McCarthy.
Okay.
Nicest kid ever wanted to meet.
Wow.
And he just got married a couple weeks ago, and he's doing so well. It makes me so proud.
Oh, good.
He's such a good person. If you ever get a chance to meet him or meet him, you would say, oh my gosh, what a wonderful, wonderful person.
Wow. That's amazing. That's
that
so great.
So cool.
Is he a little? Do you know?
Well, that's a good question. He does come on to Washington, the station that Tony Kornheiser used to be on, the radio station 980. They bring him on quite a bit with mm-hmm. a guy named Kevin Sheehan, who used to work with Tony quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Wait. You're joking, right? Of course everyone knows who Kevin Sheehan is. He's episode 113 on the Loyal Littles podcast. That was our Christmas gift, yeah. I think our second year to everyone.
I believe our second year,
He
yes.
didn't quite go into the winter weather outlook, but he did talk about it a lot. But yeah, no, we love some Kevin Sheehan for sure. Now, you said you listen to him all the time, right?
All the time. He has a podcast as well.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a Washington Commanders football fan, the day after the game, he goes into what he liked, what he didn't like, and the like. You know, you spend an hour with them and you feel like, okay, I understand what happened in the game now.
Yeah.
So it's must listen to radio or podcast, especially during football season.
Yeah.
And he's also a big Maryland basketball fan, yep. which I am. So he talks about that a lot. So we have a lot in common, even though I've never met him. I've been listening to him, I think, for 20 years or so.
Well, sir, I feel like
wow.
we've just made your day, I feel like, because you're going to have to go back and listen to episode 113.
Now I have to go back and listen to that episode.
It's a great episode. Yes. He's fantastic and nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the bigs have been so generous to us, you know, taking the time to come on and talk about Tony and stuff like that. It's just fun to hear how they met him and got to know him and, you know, how it all started, basically. Well,
I don't know if you know it. Kevin Sheehan was in the grocery store business. He was not a media person, you know, from the get-go.
Right.
He moved from business into broadcasting.
Huh. It's been over 2 years. So I'd have to, you know what? I think I'm going to go back and listen to that episode today. Because I like to do that sometimes. I do, even though it's a Christmas episode. I don't remember if he mentioned that or not. So I'm going to have to go back and listen. So as all you other loyal littles should do.
Yes.
Listen, Mark, this has been so great. I can't thank you enough for coming on to meet the littles. We have some fun dumb questions, though. You're not getting away without those. Is that okay?
Sure.
All
Fire
right.
away.
Roxy, take it away.
If you could be a cartoon character for a week, who would you want to be?
I think I might have to go with Johnny Quest.
Nice. Okay.
Ooh.
Roxy this says like she knows who that is.
Well, yeah, I do.
I'm showing my age.
Okay. If you could only eat three foods for the rest of your life, what would they be?
I'll preface this by saying I stopped learning to eat new foods at about age 6. So you'll understand.
Okay.
It's probably bacon, chocolate chip cookies, and pizza.
Oh,
nice.
Very healthy. I love it.
Nice.
Very nutritious.
I agree with those. I approve.
Love it.
Okay, what is one special hidden talent you have that no one else knows about?
I, for some reason, find ways to get into things that I probably shouldn't be able to. If something's sold out, I get in.
Oh.
You know, those.
Is this a do-you-know-who-I-am situation?
Yeah.
It's been very odd. In my life, I've been very fortunate. I've been able to meet a lot of very interesting people that I shouldn't. It's just by kind of luck, I see an open door and get through that door.
Interesting.
It's led to a more interesting life. And it's not a talent or anything. It's just kind of being observant.
Yeah, sort of. Okay.
Figuring out
you have a knack for it.
Right.
Yes. And
we'll call it a knack.
Exactly.
Completely ordinary, of course.
Right.
Okay.
That's so interesting. All right. What's the one movie you love so much that you know you'll be best friends with another person just by them loving it as well?
Probably Animal House.
Ah, excellent answer.
Okay.
Excellent. Roxy, have you ever seen that? I don't think so.
Nope.
It's on the list, though.
I don't really care to, but
it's on the list.
It probably sums up my 4 years of college.
Okay.
Awesome.
Excellent. All right, Roxy, let's do some rapid fire.
Okay, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke, but Mountain Dew is a Pepsi product. That's my number one drink.
Ah, yes, it is.
Okay.
I always love it when people do that. All right, pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
I'm going to do this one more time, Roxy. All right, peanut butter on waffles or no?
No today, but usually yes.
Whoa.
Oh,
God, I'm screwed on this answer. Okay. Brian Muller is loving life right now.
I know.
All right, Rox. Go ahead.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family?
Partridge Family. And I have a story about this if we have time at the end of the episode.
Yeah. No, go right now.
The band that the Partridge Family is based on are the Cal Sills. I don't know if you know this from
yes.
Boston.
Yeah.
And I just saw John Cowsill 3 days ago when I was up at a music songwriters festival in Panama City.
What?
So,
okay.
And I have met most of his family as part of my thing where I get to meet people that you wouldn't think I'd get to.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, cool.
It's a very interesting family.
That's amazing. Okay.
Nice.
Roxy, you were going, information for life for Chuck. I did not know that fact.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Wow. Interesting.
Okay. Well, my parents were into that.
Right.
The Cowsills and
yeah.
all of that. They've actually been to the Happy Together concert tour that goes around?
With the turtles and all that.
Yeah. So they talk about that genre all the time, and I grew up listening to it and loving it as well. So, yeah.
Excellent. All right, last one. Uranus jokes, not funny or never not funny?
Always funny.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, Mark, what a delight this has been. We can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. Now, is there anything we can plug for you, and how can people get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with?
I am on Facebook, but that's really the only social media I do.
Okay.
So if you want to find me there, if I'm going to plug something, my son just wrote a book called Markets in Chaos. Check it out if you want to know what happens in the world when financial markets go into disarray.
All right. And did you say the name of the book? What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is called Markets in Chaos by Brendan Hughes.
Okay, great. Well, we'll make sure we put that in the show notes. We're, of course, going to immediately go to aaronsbooks.com to see if we can get it there to get our discount and use the code.
Can I plug a second thing?
Absolutely.
Is that possible? I have a good friend in New Orleans named Paul Sanchez, who is the best singer-songwriter in New Orleans. He's 2 years younger than me. We have the same birthday. And if you get a chance to check out his music, it is fabulous. And, you know, musicians, it's a hard way to make a living these days. And Paul is great. He has 19 or 20 CDs, and he's working on a new one now. If you can check out some of his music and maybe some royalties get to him through Spotify or whatever, all the better, or buy a CD.
Okay.
And, he would
absolutely.
Great.
Well, Mark, you're now going to have some homework. You need to get in touch with your friend and send him to our website, loyallittlespod.com, so he can submit some of his music, and we'll play it on the air, just like Tony does.
Fabulous. I'll tell him to do it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks again for coming on to Meet the Littles. And as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
Always over.
Excellent.
Okay.
That's, like, right. That's what we like
Not
to hear.
Just
at least
sometimes.
That's what Chuck likes
Always.
To hear.
No, my wife is in control of this situation, and I better get it right.
Right.
So,
Absolutely. Excellent. All right. Well, thanks again, Mark, for coming on to Meet the Littles. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much to both of you, and have a great day.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ben Carton from Baltimore, and you're listening to the Loyal Littles podcast on the WTSC Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast, and thank you, Mark Hughes, for coming on to Meet the Littles. Always a good time. Volleyball. We got volleyball talk now. So our bowling segments are going to come back soon. We start this Thursday, Roxy. Now we got volleyball on the show. What else? I wonder if we could get like a ping pong segment. You think that's possible?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
How much fun would that be? A ping pong
segment.
That'd
be really fun.
Yeah. So it's always a good time. Thank you for taking the time. And Roxy, let's get to some of our emails. I always love when Lewis gets emails. It says, good morning, Lewis. Please tell Chuck and Roxy Happy New Year. And I really am enjoying their potting. My spouse, middle child, and I will be in New York City April 19th and 21st to see some Broadway shows. I would love to get together for a beer or two if we can work it out. Then it says, two, my middle child is obsessed with Jeremy Jordan, similar to you with Tony. We have tickets to see The Great Gatsby on April 20th. Oh, that's great. That's
cool.
Jeremy's new show that's opening.
Yeah.
And remembered you know him and didn't know if it was possible to get my middle child a little quick hello, maybe after the show or whatever works. This may be too much of an ask for a two-show day on a Saturday, but I thought I would reach out and see. Thanks and enjoy your reunion with your bride and a fun Chuck Fest weekend. Steve Tashier, episode 114.
Oh, I'm still a bride.
I know. And we're just thankful that Lewis passed that email along to us. you know, Steve, I can text Jeremy and see what's up. I think it is getting better. They are coming out now after the shows to sign some autographs and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe at the stage door, stuff like that. Because you said you and your friends got to say hi to Derek, right?
Oh, yeah. At
Moulin Rouge?
Yeah, they stood out. And when he came out, they, you know, mentioned, yeah. And you know, they know me, who know you. And
well, I warned
that.
Him that I said that. Roxy has some crazy friends coming that are like obsessed with you. So maybe stay inside. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, usually they're happy to, you know, we'll see. I'll certainly, you know, when it gets closer, remind me and we'll see what we can do. Well, we would definitely love to get together.
Definitely.
I think I'll be there. You said in April, right? Hopefully. I mean, no plans.
You better be here.
Well, I might be working somewhere, Roxy. Well, I might be in Milwaukee again. Who knows? Who the hell knows where I'll be? All right, Roxy, you got the next one, right?
Yeah, Steve Osbell, episode 2. Dear Chuck, I hope you are staying warm. Opt for the space heater and plastic. Yes, please. Especially if your room is on the west wind side of the building.
Well, wait, how the hell am I supposed to know that?
You have a compass on your phone, Chuck.
Roxy, like, okay, yeah, whatever. How am I supposed to find the freaking, where? Seriously, where is that?
What, the app?
It's I'm not getting an app to find out.
Your utilities app or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Like Chuck's going to be able to do that. All right. Go on.
Okay. Looking forward to Chuck Fest featuring Roxy. Oh, if you want a third wheel, I'm available. If we can't get together before Roxy gets to town, we for sure need to once she does. Just let me know what she likes to eat and I will have a special reunion meal ready for you as an early Valentine's Day special. Steve Osbell episode 2. Well, wait, I would love that.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, we definitely have to get together.
Oh,
course.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe Monday? Because Monday's my day off. So that could be a possibility. Or Tuesday, I don't have a show, but maybe I might have rehearsal in the afternoon, understudy rehearsal. So we could probably still do dinner Tuesday, but maybe Monday. Monday might be good. Roxy, we should try to get you up there for those pancakes too. Those were good.
Ooh.
But, yeah, Roxy likes a good breakfast, but.
I do.
We'll see. Yeah, looking forward to Chuck Fest though. So.
Yeah, me too.
All right, next we heard from Rick Franzosa, episode 252. It says, hey, Chuck and Roxy. It's been a stressful, emotional week as I announced to my employer that I will be retiring from the amazing company I worked for at the end of March. I'm really going to miss everyone, and now my wife and I have to navigate Medicare, plus I need to figure out what's next in my life. As I am worrying about these existential themes, I'm listening to episode 291. At 4811, I suddenly hear my own voice on the bumper, and I think, so I've got that going for me, which is nice. Rick Franzosa, Cincinnati, Red Sox fan in Cincinnati. P.S. Here it is, Roxy. You ready?
Okay.
There is a scenario.
That no.
You would, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Well, first, can you guess what it is? Think
no.
about it. Think about it. Think for a
I
second.
Mean, my only guess would be that if one of the Red Sox, like, best coaches ever was coaching.
Okay, that's not
for
it.
The, but no.
No. You know what? We're going to tease it. I'm going to come back to the P.S.
Ugh.
Let's go to the next email from Glenn and Alan, Norwegian Soft Kitten, our good friends. It says, Choxy, we're huge curling fans. And our favorite team by far is team, I'm going to say this right, hopefully, Cooey. He even wrote, pronounced Cooey. But it says K-O-O-E-E. Is that Cooey?
Cooey.
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 All right. Well, team Cooey's big rival is another Canadian curling team, Team Botcher.
Ooh.
Just the thought of Team Botcher boils our blood. Try to say that. Just the thought of Team Botcher boils our blood.
Whoa.
But if Team Botcher is taking on any of those bastards from Luxembourg, we are Team Botcher all the way. Glenn and Alan. Now, do I need to bring up that my ex is from Luxembourg? I just thought that was funny.
It's fine.
I don't know
fine.
Why. I don't know why that I thought that was funny. But anyway. All right. You got the next one, right?
Yes, I do. From Brian Muller, episode 167. Dear Choxy, as a devout Bears fan, I had to chime in on this topic. I, too, was a bit surprised when Wilbon said he was openly rooting for the Cheeseheads last week. Although I must admit that I was happy to see Dallas go down the way they did, but I could never take it upon myself to actually cheer for Green Bay. So I guess I was indifferent to them for a day. Now, this week, I hope they get beat by 100, and everyone on the team is so distraught about it that they all choose to retire and Green Bay has to start from scratch. With that being said, I do have to confess that I am rooting for Detroit despite that they are also a divisional rival. Some of that comes from the fact that I love seeing a team overcome years of struggle, but also the fact that Coach Dan Campbell is such a genuine football guy. As an old football coach, I find myself just loving how he approaches the game and the way his players have bought in. So I would love to see the Lions bring home the Lombardi Trophy. Then next year, I'll want my Bears to pound them into the dirt. Baseball is a bit different for me, though. There is now and will forever only be one team that is supported by me and my family. Go Cards. Brian Mueller, episode 167.
Okay, hang in there. There might be a scenario. We also got a really, I've been in contact with George Mele, episode 93, a bunch. We've been going back and forth. He sent this nice long email with some pictures. It's just great. And I'm just going to go to the end because he didn't, it's not really an email for the pod necessarily, but it said belated warning because we were trying to get together here because he does a lot of stuff in Milwaukee. And but he said, belated warning, I am the world's most annoying dad. Keep the pod going. My Spotify algorithm now plays the latest Loyal Littles pod whenever either the big show or the PTI ends. That's kind of, now see, Littles, this is why you need to rate and review the podcast. This is the exact reason, because the more rate and reviews we get, the positive stuff, it does stuff like that. It like automatically just pops us on. And then this could happen to someone who's never heard our podcast before.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So anyway, thank you, George, for that. Let's see what else I have. Chuck and Roxy, today is my 1 year anniversary for having an email read on the big show. It's a bigger deal than it should be because of your podcast and that you've allowed me and Missy to be involved. The last 60 days have been really fun for me and my family. I got to carry on about my two emails read in November, and then my brother, a tiny, got an email read the day after Christmas about me. My interview with LLP has been a source of kidding and kindness with Christmas presents you've seen on Facebook as the climax. Those were amazing.
Yeah. That's great.
He's the one that got the shirt and the, the wristbands and all that stuff. It has been fun to start to get to know you through, though, almost 300 hours of material. Your idea was ingenious, and your venture has proven fruitful. You and Roxy continue to express gratitude and pride, as well you should. I hope this enterprising project continues to be a joy and not a burden. When it becomes a burden, I hope you'll stop and look back so we can all say, quote unquote, job well done. Thanks for the fun and dumb joy you brought to me and my family. Charlie, episode 282. How sweet is that, Roxy?
That is so sweet. That like almost brought a tear to my eye.
Right?
That,
I know.
Like, that's so nice.
Yeah. I'm just still the what was that? Ingenious? Is that what he called?
Yeah.
I just just want to highlight, get back to that. All right, what's next?
All right, we heard from Smitty Scoop, episode 62. Dear Chuck and Roxy, for what it's worth, I rooted for the Red Sox in 1986. The Red Sox may be the arch rival, but the Mets is just pure hate. Smitty Scoop, 62.
Okay, we'll come back to it.
Really, still?
Yes, really, still. We've got one more email to read first.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Dear Choxie, and I'm back. I think my office is blocking your website, which is how I normally contact this fine show. Or I need to clear my cookies. Or the website is blocking me. Or Dina is telling me to go away. On the topic of noise and trying to sleep, Chuck, I am with you 100%. This is why I can't live in Alaska. People cut their lawn at midnight in the summer.
Really?
Yeah. I guess. Well, it's daylight.
I guess. Yeah.
He says, my wife and I typically go to bed before our kids and our dogs sleep in our room. Any noise and they are up and barking. Twice this week, after both of us were fast asleep, we were awakened by the same kid. The first night, she decides to take a shower while blasting Taylor Swift. Second night, she decides to take the trash to the curb by slamming the front door and tossing the bag onto the pile for all to hear the crash. Now, I wanted to pause there because, you know, now wait, you're complaining about your child doing chores?
Like, yeah.
But I get it. But here's the flip side of that
hygiene.
Is the child is probably purposely slamming the door, purposely making a loud noise so you know that they're doing chores because they want credit for that probably. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's just my guess. Anyway. The third night, I told her, if I hear it at all, I am dragging her out of bed at 5 a.m. What happens? The dogs get woken up by a neighbor and are barking their heads off. He then says, I suggest a low noise machine or earplugs. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm fine with earplugs, but Roxy, there's a new one. Okay, this has happened now, I want to say 3 or 4 days in a row.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, this is partly my own fault. Not really, because I didn't get to choose where the room is in the hotel, but I'm at the end, right near the stairwell. Okay, it's right outside my door. It's so annoying because I feel bad because I did find out it's like some older woman and she's dragging this, you know, those shopping carts that they have in the city. She's dragging one up and down. I didn't know this till after like the third day because otherwise I might have even gone out and offered to help. But she's literally dragging it up and down stairs, I guess, step by step by step. Well,
yeah, because there's no elevator.
Right. There's no elevator. So it's ridiculous. I feel bad for her. And it's. But it must be heavy stuff because it is slamming step by step by step as she goes down.
Yeah.
Now, when I'm in bed at 7 a.m., I'm not getting up to look to see who it is. I'm just assuming it's the same person because it's been the same kind of noise like 3 days in a row at the same time early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I heard it like at 5 o'clock. So it must be more like when she came home, I'm guessing. All right. Then he says, anyway, bowling. I need this segment. What place did Ritz's team finish, and how did they plummet from the second to sixth? It wasn't said. I think they came in fifth, right? Yeah, they came.
I think so.
They came in fifth, yeah. People, I am picturing a cross between The Big Lebowski and Caddyshack, but the theater people in eloquent scarves, so you must give me updates. Where the hell is Simon? Question mark. You know, we don't know where the hell Simon is.
No idea.
Anyway, episode is 178 ABTAHS. We will not do better the next time unless Roxy boxes the actor from Creed. Now, I don't think there'd be much boxing going on if Roxy and him got together, but that's all I'm saying.
Wait.
Whoa.
Whoa, Chuck. Wait. Wait a second.
Well,
wait
hello. The way you like, the way you oohed and awed about him.
Well, he's cute. Yes.
Okay, well,
but
right.
Okay.
I called him eye candy. Well, it's all good. It's all good.
I'd be very giggly, I think. That's
oh, very
about
giggly?
It.
Okay. Simon, I don't know. You know, I do know, unfortunately, his girlfriend had a death in the family because last time I talked to him, he was coming back and we were going to try to get him on the podcast before the holidays because we wanted to try to get all of everyone back on before the holidays. I saw a posting on Instagram or something, so I didn't want to bother him. You know what I mean? But we should.
Yeah,
we definitely need to reconnect. It's the new year.
Yep.
Definitely these will be happening as soon as Chuck gets back to the city. So that'll be what? About 2.5 weeks? Something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. But the important
something
part
like
is
that.
I get to see Roxy this weekend.
I can't
wait. 3 days? Wait, tomorrow's 3 Wednesday,
days.
Thursday, Friday. Yeah, 3 days.
3 days.
Excellent.
That's it.
In the meantime, Roxy, we got to get out of here so it'll come sooner. Like we said, littles, we're not sure when the next podcast will be. Might be this weekend, if not early next week, hopefully, depending on Tony's schedule. And when it pops up, you'll see it. So anyway.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your patience. Thank you, Mark Hughes, again, for coming on to Meet the Littles. Such a great time. Keep up the volleyball. And Roxy, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
You can go to our website, loyallittlespod.com. Our email, Instagram, X, and Facebook are all there.
Yes. And don't forget, if you do listen to us on Apple and iTunes, don't forget to go over there and give us a nice rate and review. And if you need a book,
go to aaronsbooks.com.
And remember, we'll put all the information in the show notes for Mark's son's book. That'll be there. Hopefully, we're going to look that up. Maybe we can get that over on aaronsbooks.com. And get your 15% off if you use our code.
LLPOD.
The most important thing is, though, if you are out shopping online tonight, don't forget to
use the code, people!
Bye!
Bacon, chocolate chip cookies, and pizza.
Of every scene.
Loyal Littles podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
Oh my gosh. What a wonderful, wonderful person.
Hey, Roxy, do you think Eric Lonergan would ever root for the Yankees?
Never.
So I guess this could be called the ultimate tease. But so what I was referring to is, okay, so say the Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays are tied for first place, okay? And okay. We win on the last day of the season, and the Toronto Blue Jays happen to be playing the New York Yankees. We would need the Yankees to win for us to win the division.
Okay.
So in that one weird instance, we'd kind of be rooting for the Yankees, right? To beat. Yeah, it's tricky.
Chuck, what are you doing to me?
Kind of sucks, right?
Oh, yeah.